Rene Marois is among a group of vision researchers at Vanderbilt studying what's known as the attentional blank. Marois says it happens when we receive a rapid succession of visual images.
Your mind blinks for 500 milliseconds when it's busy attending to one event, one visual event, or one auditory event. During that time, you'll be impaired at processing other events. It's a blink of the mind as opposed to a blink of the eye.
Marois has an excellent example where the attentional blink can be dangerous is when someone is driving in heavy traffic.
There's a new car just passing you by and going just in front of you. This will capture your attention. And that means that for the next about 500 milliseconds or half a second, you may be impaired at detecting other events occurring, like another car coming from the left side, for instance. And that, of course, can have dire consequences.
Marois and his co-researchers found through magnetic resonance imaging that images activate different brain regions, depending on whether it's something we see or something we see and perceive. He says some athletes seem to be especially skillful at the perceiving.
A guard in basketball needs to pay attention to a lot of people on the field, or a quarterback, the same thing. They need to pay attention to a lot of people on the field and also passing the ball and making decisions, very quick decisions, with all of this visual information. These people often have less pronounced attentional blinks than most of us.
Marois is an assistant professor of psychology at the Vanderbilt Vision Research Center. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.